It's Wednesday, October 12th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern released their Chinese persecution incident report for July 2021 through June 2022. China's government is intensifying its crackdown on state-authorized churches and underground churches, saying, quote, "There is no longer a safe place to be a Christian in China," end quote. The report documented 32 cases of arrests and detainments, 5 raids on Christian schools, and 20 cases of officials inserting Chinese Communist Party messaging into churches. Given the limited flow of information from China, the real number of incidents is likely much higher. The International Monetary Fund forecasts global economic growth to slow from 6% in 2021 to 3.2% in 2022 and 2.7% in 2023. Meanwhile, the IMF expects global inflation to rise from 4.7% in 2021 to 8.8% in 2022, but to decline to 6.5% in 2023. The International Monetary Fund report stated, quote, "The worst is yet to come, and for many people, 2023 will feel like a recession." Last month, one of Australia's leading sports teams named a new CEO, 57-year-old Andrew Thorburn. However, a day later, the Essendon Football Club had already ejected Thorburn over his Christian faith. He is a member of an Australian-based evangelical church, City on a Hill. The church opposes sexually perverted lifestyles and abortion. Thorburn wrote in a statement, quote, "Today it became clear to me that my personal Christian faith is not tolerated or permitted in the public square. I was being required to compromise beyond a level that my conscience allowed." Psalm 40, verse 4 says, "Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud nor turn aside to lies." Last Friday, a medical center in Nashville, Tennessee, announced it will pause body mutilating surgeries on minors. Thanks to the leadership of Republican Tennessee State Representative Jason Zachary, Tennessee House Republicans called for Vanderbilt University Medical Center to immediately halt the transgender surgeries. Lawmakers are demanding an investigation into the medical center, following an expose on it by the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh, the author of the book entitled "What is a Woman? One Man's Journey to Answer the Question of a Generation." In an interview on Mike Huckabee's show last week, Walsh said the medical center is destroying children's health for money.
They are performing double mastectomies on minor girls as young as 16 years old to try to masculinize them and turn them into boys. They're giving drugs to kids as young as 13, irreversible cross-hormone drugs. They're giving so-called puberty blockers, which are chemical castration drugs, to kids even younger than that. We also found videos. They have one doctor who's very proudly talking about how one of the reasons they got into this business is because there's lots of money to be made in it. In fact, she said it's a big money maker.
In the 100 days following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Guttmacher Institute reports that dozens of abortion mills have stopped murdering unborn babies. Across 15 states with near total or 6-week abortion bans, 66 locations have stopped doing abortions, and 26 of those locations have shut down entirely. Before the Supreme Court Dobbs decision, the 15 states had 79 locations doing abortions. As of October 2nd, there were 13. All located in the state of Georgia. And finally, Barna released a new survey on what teens around the world think about Jesus and the Bible. At 46%, the top perception of Jesus by teens was that he offers hope to people. However, only 23% of teens said they have a personal relationship with Christ. On the subject of the Bible, less than 40% of teens said the Bible connects with their everyday life. However, 80% of Bible-engaged teens connected the Bible with their life's meaning and purpose. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12 says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.